Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Fred Hochberg back on the show. Fred is, Fred goes back to, I think he probably goes back to the previous millennia, the last century. And when he was with the SBA, we've known each other a long time. When he was in the Carter administration,
okay,
not that far back, right, Fred? The Clinton administration, that other C, the Clinton administration, when he was part of the SBA, he and I became friends back in those days. Now he's president, CEO of Ex-Im Bank, Export-Import Bank, and I've asked him to join us to talk to us about that again. Fred, welcome back. You're not that old.
No, not that old, but getting there. Thanks for having me back on the show, Jim.
Good to have you back, and you've been through a rocky road the last few months, haven't you?
Well, yes. You know, the Export-Import Bank, it's a government agency that works with businesses, mostly small. 90% of our customers are small, to provide the financing and guarantees when they're exporting if the commercial bank won't do it.
Yeah. Well, but it's been very controversial because a lot of people think that the government is helping companies like Caterpillar and IBM, I guess, and other companies. It's helping to promote their business, and some people say that the small business angle is a canard, that it's not really, you're not really helping them that much. But I actually know small business owners that personally you guys have helped, and I've known about it for years. I mean, this is not just a recent thing. And so I've said for a long time that, in my opinion, Ex-Im Bank and the Department of Commerce are the two laudable entities in the federal government, as far as I'm concerned, Fred.
Well, you know, thank you, Jim. You know, as I keep saying, 90% of our customers are small businesses, and on top of that, we actually make money for the taxpayer. We
Right. Send
money to the Treasury. Last year, we sent $675 million. That's excess revenue
mm-hmm. After
all costs, loan loss reserves, rent, labor, you name it. So we do it at no cost.
You're one of the few government entities that actually do business.
You literally make profit.
Yeah. Yeah, what we need to do, Fred, is we need to take your model and give it to the other agencies and show them how to do business. What do you think? Instead of getting rid of you guys, I think they should use your model and transport it around the government.
Well, the other crazy thing, Jim, is if our authority, we're what's called a sunset agency, so.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Congress extends us, we stop doing business. And tonight at midnight, we stop operating.
Yeah.
And can no longer support small businesses, no longer support the jobs that we support, and put our competitiveness really at risk.
What? How long has Ex-Im Bank been operating nonstop?
81 short years.
81 years. I've known about you. I started learning about Ex-Im Bank 25 years ago, Fred, before you and I even knew
wow.
each other. I had my consulting company, and I worked with a company who used Ex-Im Bank. Ex-Im Bank helped them get their money, and from doing business in the Middle East, and was a great handshake partner to put all that together. So I started learning about you guys back then, and where are we stuck? Who are the entities? It's kind of ironic, isn't it, that the Republicans who have been on President Obama's side with the trade agreement seem to be against Obama on the Ex-Im Bank issue?
It's a little perplexing because, you know, we need these trade agreements, and I was at the bill signing yesterday in the White House, that it can open up markets to American companies and American workers. And they open up the markets, and I look at Ex-Im, we help close the deal. We provide the financing to close the deal. So you and I know from business, you got to both get the, you got to get in front of the customer, but what really matters is closing the sale. And what Ex-Im does is close that sale. I was with a company just last week in Delaware. It's a company that's actually headquartered in New Jersey called Acro Bridges. They make pontoon bridges, or sort of prefab bridges that are exporting to Africa, built on the model done in World War II. The our American troops used that to chase the Germans as they retreated.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great small business. We're supporting their sales to Africa, which needs this technology badly.
Right.
And they're 80% exports today.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on to that thought, Fred. When we come back, folks, I'm going to ask Fred, what's going to happen if there is no export-import bank? Kind of a wonderful life kind of a story. You know, is it going to turn into some other kind of a town? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.